We often put the cart in front of the horse without realizing it. We chase outcomes before building foundations, grab symbols of progress before developing the capacity to sustain them, and make major commitments because they look like the next step. But sequence matters. The order in which we try to grow, financially, professionally, emotionally, or relationally, can determine whether our progress becomes stable or collapses under its own weight. In many areas of life, doing the right thing at the wrong time can still become the wrong decision. A common example is buying a house or a car. These purchases can look like obvious milestones, proof of maturity, success, and adulthood. A house represents stability and commitment. A nice car represents achievement and upward mobility. Society often praises these moves because they are visible and culturally respected. But the problem is that what looks wise externally may not be wise internally. If someone buys a house before they have stable income, adequate savings, and the emotional readiness for long-term responsibility, the house becomes less of a blessing and more of a burden. The same is true for cars. A new vehicle can feel like progress, but if it stretches a person's budget and increases financial stress, it becomes a trap disguised as a reward. When the cart comes before the horse, people often end up working harder just to maintain appearances. They become trapped in payments, expenses, and pressure, leaving little room to invest in the things that actually create long-term freedom: skills, health, relationships, savings, and opportunities. The purchase may have been motivated by hope, but the result can be chronic anxiety. It is not that houses or cars are bad goals. The issue is timing and sequence. Building capacity should come before expanding commitments. This pattern shows up in careers as well. Many people want immediate success, titles, recognition, authority, influence, without first building the character and competence that make success sustainable. They want the promotion before mastering the fundamentals. They want the business before learning discipline and patience. They want the platform before developing the integrity to handle it. But skipping steps creates fragile progress. When pressure increases, the gaps in preparation become obvious. The person may get what they wanted, yet feel overwhelmed, exposed, or burned out. The truth is that success is rarely a straight line. It often looks like one step forward and then back. People make progress, face obstacles, adjust, and start again. They learn, fail, recover, and refine. This zigzag path is not evidence that something is wrong. It is the normal shape of growth. But when someone expects success to be smooth, setbacks feel like proof of failure rather than part of the process. Putting the cart before the horse often happens because people want to skip the messy middle. They want the reward without the repetition, the outcome without the uncertainty, the victory without the learning curve. Sequence matters because life is built on foundations. Before you expand your lifestyle, you need stability. Before you take on responsibility, you need skill. Before you scale up, you need systems. Before you commit, you need clarity. When those foundations are missing, progress becomes unstable. It looks impressive for a moment, but it doesn't hold. The best way to avoid putting the cart before the horse is to pause and reflect. Ask, does this decision strengthen my future, or does it create new pressure? Am I moving forward because it fits my long-term plan, or because I feel behind? Is this a step aligned with growth or a shortcut meant to impress? These questions restore wisdom because they force us to choose sustainability over appearance. In the end, real success is not about rushing ahead. It is about moving in the right order. It is built through small steps taken consistently, course corrections made honestly, and foundations strengthened patiently. The path may not be straight, but if the horse leads and the cart follows, progress becomes something we can actually keep.